Welcome inside the Carrier Dome, everybody. Alongside J.D. Rocci, I'm Jonathan Hoppe. J.D., the Crouse-Simmons Trophy is back up for grabs. Nordovic down low, a pass inside, a shot and a goal. Nate Solomon scores, and Syracuse has tied it up. It's 1-1. Great defense there by the Statesman to hold off a shot from Dordovic. Dordovic to pass to Trimboli. He scores. Jamie Trimboli buries it, and Syracuse has its first lead of the game. It's 2-1.
Solomon on the near hash mark. Syracuse works it inside. Matt Lane with a shot and a goal for the senior. Matt Lane, the redshirt senior from Glen Ridge, New Jersey, his second goal of this season, and Syracuse takes a 4-1 lead. A player is open on the other side is Jamie Trimboli, and now a shot and a goal for Brad Voigt. Some fantastic ball movement that time. Trimboli to Rafis to Voigt, and Syracuse takes a 7-1 lead.
Lays it behind him. Now they go over. A quick shot and a goal. Steven Rafis from the right doorstep. He reared back and scored. Syracuse is opening this one wide open. It's 8-1. Obart still has it. It's Scott behind the cage. He turns towards Madonna and he fires it and scores. And that was the rebound that time for Yanko. As they lost it, Yanko has it. And now back-to-back goals for Hobart. It's 8-3.
Out in front, Matt Lane. One more pass to Rafis. His sidewinder is in the back of the net for Steven Rafis. Some more tic-tac-toe passing for Syracuse. And the Orange snaps its scoring drought. It's now 9-4 Orange. It's inside. Feeds it for Jamie Trimboli on the far hash mark. His shot is in the back of the net. That quick strike ability of Jamie Trimboli on full display. And Syracuse grabs an 11-4 lead. The Crouse-Simmons Trophy stays put. Five straight wins for Syracuse over their most storied rival Hobart, this time an 11-4 win in the Carrier Dome for the Syracuse Orange.